Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's time for Rant.
Today's rant is brought to you by New Works Plumbing. New Works Plumbing has a fix for you. Just go to newworksplumbing.com for all of your repairs and needs. That's newworksplumbing.com. New Works Plumbing, they've got a fix for you. The stretch drive begins for the Sacramento Kings and the rest of the NBA teams fighting it out in the West, and a very challenging five-game stint out of the gate. Tonight it's the Spurs, and that has to be an automatic W. Then you're at the Clippers, home the next night to take on Miami. Then it's at Denver and at Minnesota to open up the month of March. So other than San Antonio, the Clippers, Miami, Denver, and Minnesota, with three of those four games being on the road. Kings currently eighth in the West, and so this, to me, is critical. We're going to find out if the Sacramento Kings can come out of the gate and duplicate what they did a season ago, or is this still going to be a Jekyll and Hyde team, a team that looks good for a game or two, then looks poor, doesn't play defense. You know, we know, right? You make threes, you do good. You miss threes, you don't do very well. What about the free throw shooting? Are the Kings going to be able to figure out that riddle coming down the stretch? Because as I said, right now they are eighth in the West, all right? And to me, the first four teams are pretty much set. Minnesota, Oklahoma City, the Clippers, and Denver. Then you have Phoenix, New Orleans, tied at 33-22, Dallas at 32-23, and Sacramento 31-23. So for all intents and purposes, right, those four teams are pretty much tied, and they're going to be fighting out for fifth and sixth. Fifth and sixth gets you an automatic berth into the playoffs. You know the deal, seventh and eighth. You got to earn it with a play-in tournament, and you don't want that with the Lakers and Warriors lurking currently in ninth and tenth, respectively. Tonight, Kings and Spurs gets it started. Ryan in Sacktown with the pregame show, Jerry Reynolds at halftime, and then the postgame show. All over on my YouTube channel if you don't like that. That's my rant for today. Have a great day, everybody.